is why Paul had been from an apostle that was placed upon my life. What more can I do but to forever remain indebted to God, that is the living God, for giving you as an individual to me, as a son, a co-laborer, an illuminator, a transformer of our present generation in the propagation of the eternal gospel, wherein the totality of man is affected for an intact living. And he said, the rising of a dawning continually be your portion. God is written to me in 1990. The rising of a dawning continually be your portion. It's unlikely to grab every apostolic word you'll be hearing tonight, because you'll be walking the reality of them. Who are apostles? Apostles are kingdom messengers. The word apostle means the sent one. A sent one. A special envoy. One sent to carry out a special mandate in a given territory. Paul said, he that is mighty in Peter among the Jews, the same is mighty in me towards the Gentiles. Galatians 2:8. And if I be not an apostle unto others, he wrote to the Corinthians, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. I'd like you to be very, very up in your spirit tonight. Every moment is important. Who are apostles? They are spiritual authorities placed in the church. Just like you have ambassadors, you have consular officers, and you have all the others in various departments in every embassy. So you have the apostles, they are the envoys. They represent the nation, their kingdom, to the nation we are discerned. They pass information through them to the nation where they are deployed. They speak for their nation in the nation of their deployment. One of the strange ministries of the apostle is written in John chapter 20. Jesus came up after his resurrection and he breathed on them where they were hiding. And on breathing on them, he made this strange and striking statement. John chapter 20 and verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. When he had so said,
He showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Verse 22. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And look at verse 23. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. When Jesus told the paralytic man, your sins are forgiven, he said, that's blasphemy. This is another blasphemy of another order. Jesus speaking to mere mortal men, I empower you to determine who is forgiven and determine who is arrested. Whosoever sins ye forgive. That's why I call them barrier breakers. Whatever are declared forgiving you tonight, they are forgiving you forever. Nothing in your past will forever be counted against you anymore. Apostles are not preachers, neither are they teachers. Apostles are imparters. I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts to the end that you may be established, or that you may be established to the end. Arako Shagababa, Ezokoto Paridia. Every up and down in your spiritual life is ended here tonight. Romans chapter 1, verse 11. I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to the end that it may be established. I want to show you something tonight on the mystery of godliness. Say with me, mystery. It is one of the mysteries given the apostles. And I'd like you to listen very intensely, because tonight is marking the end of all your spiritual struggles. Adikushe gibarade katu suba katu popora. Abubu shagaba lekro kanotase. You see, Paul said, I am limited as a man. The good I will to do, I cannot do. And the evil I will not want to do, I find myself doing it. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? It is impossible to please God except through the operation of the Spirit. If ye live after the flesh, you die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Tonight, every deed of the flesh will go to the mortuary. I'll read two scriptures from Ezekiel, and it will help you to see how that it is the operation of the Spirit that empowers a man to please God. It is impossible to please God except with the help of the ministry of the Spirit. Paul said, I long to see you so I can impart to you the necessary spiritual gifts that will establish you to the end. Everyone I'm speaking to today, not one will miss his place with God. Your taste for that evil habit dies here tonight. The word mortify means destroy. prepare for mortuary. Don't pay the mortuary. Adika Sudabari Sande Kota Breketiza Zoza. Because there is no way to have a walk with God except to look like God. Can two walk together and say they be agreed? We have struggled over the years, but the Lord spoke to me. He said it is an apostolic mandate to forgive and to impart the grace to stay free. Whatever may have gone wrong in the secret corner of your life, tonight it is put back right. Let us look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 11. Ziko Shigama Sakato. The struggle is over. The victory has come. Thank you, Jesus. And I will give them, verse 19, a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you the heart of flesh. That they may walk in my status. They can't choose to walk and just be able to walk. The forces are heavy against your will and my will. I will put my spirit within them that will cause them to be able to walk in my status. And keep my ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. It is the operation of my spirit that will help them to keep my commandments. Chapter 36 of Ezekiel, and verse 26 and 27. Adiko Shagamla, I want your spirit now to be desperate for this impartation tonight. Where all the things you knew. Now listen to me. If all the things we knew to be right are the things we are doing, there will be a revolution. Imagine everybody going to pray the way we are praying here now. In his own house. Between now and Shiloh. Another Paul apostle will have emerged. But whatever will let you obey God, that thing must die here tonight. Ezekiel 36. Zael Oshaga Gaga, Tokele Rosh. 36 and verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Verse 27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. It will be by the enabling of my spirit, not by your determination to do it. It is by the manifestation of my spirit, not by your determination alone. Agakuku tagata, receive that new spirit today. Receive that new spirit now. Listen to me. Jesus came, born of the Virgin Mary, born of the Holy Ghost. He needed this empowerment to go through this wicked world. The Bible records about him that he carries the seven spirits of God. That includes the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Amen? He carries that spirit to the point where he could say in John chapter 8 verse 46, which of you convinces me of sin? You need that spirit for a woman to be using a heel to rub your leg when your cells are not dead. You need that spirit not to think immoral thought when you are in contact with direct immorality. The immoral cells in him have been mortified. Hear what the word says. He said, and was declared the Son of God by according to the spirit of holiness. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. According to the spirit of holiness, or by the working of the spirit of holiness, at the operation of the spirit of holiness, he loveth righteousness, he hated wickedness. Therefore, God, his God, has anointed him with the oil of gladness above his fellows. According to the spirit of holiness, not according to how he was born, according to the manifestation of the spirit, not according to his determination. Haven't you seen your determination crash again and again? There is no man of God who beats his wife who does not feel sorry after. Okay, why must he beat him again next time? Because the things warning against him are stronger than his determination. If Jesus needed the help of the Spirit to live through here, you'll be playing with your destiny, thinking your determination is able to do it. He was declared to be the Son of God according to the spirit of holiness. Ayeshagabaka tutu 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 tata. Eyu Sugaba, when the apostle of our faith came on the scene, he told that paralytic man, your sins are forgiven. He told the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. They have power to forgive and they have power to impart deliverance. Everyone that opens up to the flow of the apostolic unction tonight, the end has come to every spiritual struggle in your life. Yusha, I'd like you to begin to put out the things you hate and are happy around you. Put them out. The spiritual concerns of your life, just begin to pump them in the spirit. You are mortified. If you through the spirit, the impartation of the spirit, to mortify the need of the spirit, you shall live. You are mortified. Never will I lift up my hand and hit my wife and hit my children like a demon. Now, this is a dimension of the liberation of the saints that has been kept for long. This is the mystery of godliness. Hear what the Bible says. For it is the Lord that is at work in us, both to do, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. No wonder the Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness. God is made manifest in the flesh. God began to work his work through the flesh. He began to work the work of sanctification, consecration through the flesh. So we can qualify to carry his glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Paul the apostle said, wherefore I put in remembrance that you stir up the gifts of God that is in you, which was given you by the putting on of my hand. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. These are spiritual gifts. They are not gifts of the Spirit. They are spiritual gifts in the custody of apostles. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, that Spirit of God will raise up his standard against him. I decree that the last spiritual crash you have is the last you will ever have in your life. I said, I saw a vision of seven golden candlesticks with seven bowls on it, all of gold. He said, you have seen well, but this is the word of Lord to Zerubbabel. You have a golden vision. It's impossible to attain unto it by power and by might, but by the operation of the Spirit of God. Every vision you have seen in the Lord to please him in a stainless manner, does impartation of this night brings that to pass in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. They are imparters. So in this service, you are being imparted already. Where you are seated, you are being imparted already. Your spiritual life will emerge a surprise to yourself. Everyone that comes across you will know that God's hand is definitely on your life. The walls of your mouth, the steps of your feet, everything will keep on glorifying the name of the Lord. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. This is the foundation of every great destiny. The fear of the Lord as a lifestyle. You remember Joseph? No one was there. He was a wounded victim. But something was at work in him. How can I do this thing and sin against God? And chapter 42 of Genesis verse 18, he said, but I fear God. The fear of God was working like fire inside him. See where it took him. Fulfill destiny. You shall fulfill destiny. You shall fulfill destiny. Only those who fear God fear well in life. That's why the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And understanding is what begets outstanding. You can't be outstanding without understanding, and you can't have understanding without the fear of God. Inasmuch as God has shown you all things, you are the most outstanding intellectual in my entire realm. Take over. The fear of the Lord brought him supernatural understanding. Supernatural understanding made him supernaturally outstanding. That's where somebody here is going. If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen. The four Hebrew boys, led by Daniel, the fear of the Lord was in control of their life. And the Bible says when they were tested, because of what the fear of the fear of the Lord begets understanding, and understanding makes outstanding. They were 10 times better than their colleagues. There were three presidents. They put them together. Daniel went above them. The fear of the Lord is what makes for an outstanding future. Receive this baptism tonight in the name of Jesus. When our second son was born, my associate pastor then said, why don't you get some money from church? You are the president, you are the missionary. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. So there's everything wrong with it. That's not church son. That's my son. We named that child Tenet. this thing must be working inside you. Otherwise, nothing works for you. It must be working on your inside. Otherwise, nothing works around you. A friend of mine sent us a check of 1 million. We were in charge of my account. And then I said, can I see the letter? And I saw the letter. He said, for the work of the ministry. The check was written in my name. But I am not the work of the ministry. I'm a worker in the ministry. So it was endorsed to the church to open up the multi-millions God has in stock for my future. If you trade off the fear of God, you have traded off your future. You have traded off your future. Before we got married, we were in very long traditional courtship of 6 years. The devil said to me, I will make sure you fall. Behind everybody's crash is an operation in the invisible. The devil is behind. He said, Satan desires to have you. He wants to crash you. Satan is behind every spiritual accident that we suffer. And I called her and I said, this is what the devil said. And what did you say? I said, Lord, should I do it? Strike me with leprosy. I told her exactly. Nothing secures the future like the practice of the fear of the Lord made possible by the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Just like you have the spirit of faith, he speaks. Every dimension of the spirit speaks. Whether you are hit in the morning or in the night, if that spirit is in you, it speaks. The end has come to all your spiritual challenges. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. I will put a new spirit within that will cause them to walk in my statutes. They will keep my commandments and do them. By what I put inside them, for I am the one that work in every man, both to will and to do. You can will, but to do, you can't. Somebody's breaking forth. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. That is what this night represents. It represents your rescue, your deliverance from every torment of the devil. Truly, the hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil. And your own hour has finally come. With this impartation, power to walk in full obedience to the dictates of the Spirit, to the revelations that you have from God's word, receive it in the name of Jesus. Paul was writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, which helps to show the limitation of man's effort. He talks about two kinds of filthiness: filthiness of the flesh and filthiness of the spirit. You can organize through some effort against filthiness of the flesh. But what can you do against filthiness of the spirit? Jesus said, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you have committed adultery. Okay, what can deliver you from thinking it? It's not discipline only. It is the enabling of the spirit of God. I decree tonight that whatever weak point the enemy has been treading to torment your destiny by the impartation of the apostolic unction of tonight, it is turned to a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when the fear of the Lord was at work in Joseph, the blessings of God had a free flow. He talks about the blessings of the Lord upon Joseph. He says, shall be on the head of Joseph, upon him that separated from his blessed brethren. And because of that blessing, wherever he was, he flourished. Slavery could not stop him. Imprisonment could not stop him. My prayer is that tonight marks the beginning of the era of free flow of blessings in your life. If that is you, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So apostles are barrier breakers. They break the principal barrier of sin, which separates a man from God and dries him up. He said, "Is my hand is not sure that I cannot save, and my ears are not heavy. It's your iniquity that separates you from me." And when that is clear, you are brought together with God. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Receive this tonight. Receive this tonight. Receive this tonight. Receive this tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They are barrier breakers and they are breakthrough commanders. I want to say breakthrough. They are barrier breakers and they are commanders of breakthrough. As you depart from here, nothing put in your hand will fail again. Everything that you are given to do anywhere you are on this earth, there will be a mark of God on it. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. The breakthrough of Acts chapter 2 came by the Holy Ghost. And if you check through scriptures, the Holy Ghost is always released by the laying on of hands of the apostles. When the 70 kings were called, the apostles laid hands on them. Acts chapter 6 verse 6, and there was an eruption. From among them rose Philip. From among them rose Stephen. There was an eruption. They are breakthrough commanders. After this night service, as you step out of here, every step of yours becomes a breakthrough step. If that includes you, shout a living amen. Let's look at it. Chapter 6 of Acts of the Apostles. Radish gamba katozak. Yishagama. Nenkotonobo, Anzakosha Garuda, Ezizoroda Brangalosh. Chapter 6 of Acts of the Apostles. Every time they lay their hands, the Holy Ghost answers. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And then another dimension of breakthrough began. After this night, you are walking into realms of unstoppable breakthrough. You are walking into realms of unstoppable breakthrough. You are walking into realms of unstoppable breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We read in chapter 19 of Acts of the Apostles. Let's start from chapter 6 to chapter 8 first. Chapter 8 and verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. The laying on of hands of the apostles releases the gift from heaven.
chapter 19 and verse 6. And when Paul, the apostle, laid his hands upon them, what happens? The Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. They are barrier breakers, and they are commanders of breakthrough. After this impartation tonight, I release you as breakthrough arrows. In all areas of your life, you are released from here as breakthrough arrows. You are released from here tonight as breakthrough arrows. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Everything that seems to block your way into the fullness of God's plan is destroyed tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is alive for them. Has God spoken something to your spirit tonight? It's not the you that entered here for this summit that is going on. By this impartation, you are turned into another man. By this impartation, you are turned into another man. Listen to me as we begin to go towards the end. Paul said, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God that is in you, which was given you by the laying putting on of my hand. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So the impartation of apostles destroys the operation of the spirit of fear. And that is the spirit you must overcome to command breakthroughs. In nothing terrified by your adversaries. Philippians 1:28. Which is to them a token of destruction, but to you of salvation and that of God. Apostles are fearless kingdom agent. Every genuine apostle is a fearless agent. And the spirit of fear is the spirit of bondage. Tonight, by this impartation, the spirit of fear is destroyed from operating in your life. You shall no more be tormented by the spirit of fear. I curse the operations and the activities of the spirit of fear in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. The God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Of a sound mind. Of power. Of power. Of power. And of a sound mind. Receive tonight the spirit of power in the name of Jesus. Hear this, God's special people. Hear this now. And of love. My Bible said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered the heart of any man what God has in stock for them that truly love me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. That is space setting order of breakthrough. The exclusive preserve of those that love him. Every genuine heart bid for God makes a high flyer. Every genuine heartbeat towards God makes a high flyer.
I have found a man
after my own heart. I will diss him on the earth. I will ensure he makes strange marks. So as a tiny boy of 17, he confronted Goliath and became a national hero. At 17, a man after my heart received the impartation of the spirit of love in the name of Jesus. The love of God received the apostolic impartation of the spirit of love in the name of Jesus. God is no respecter of persons. If we love God to the same level, he will raise us to the same level. God does not know who is the leader. It's only us who know leader. God doesn't know. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What God has prepared for them that love him. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What God has in stock for them that love him. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. God said, you don't have the love of God in your heart. I speak this to your shame. May the spirit of love that makes God eternally first in all your considerations be imparted on your life tonight. And of a sound mind, they that be wise, what happens? They shall shine as the stars, as the brightness of the firmament, and as the stars of heaven forever and ever. These are all the treasures apostles carry. They carry the spirit that destroys the spirit of fear. They carry the spirit of power that gives them control and command. They carry the spirit of love that endears them to God and endears God to them. They carry the spirit of a sound mind that makes them stars among men. And such as they have, they impart. Therefore, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, such he has given me to whatever little measure he has, I release it totally upon your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. If everybody in this room tonight loves God with passion and all of his emotions, zeal and zest, the way he has engraced me to love him, we will take the world by storms in a minute. There is nothing called luck or chance in the kingdom. Every outcome of your life is a result of your input. This is not a gift of the spirit. It's a spiritual gift that are passed through some spiritual agent for the benefits of the saints of God. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not fake your love for him again. A small boy loved him in the village. I mean, right in the backyard of the desert. He chose him. I have found David, my servant. I found him. My eyes was running to and fro. I picked him. My eyes was running to and fro. I found him. My eyes were running to and fro. I found him. He wasn't lining up in the city. He wasn't on the front row. He wasn't in the last row. He wasn't on the platform. I found him somewhere there. I found him. My eyes were running to and fro. I found him. When he poured on me that spirit from again, I was in the gallery. There were people in the front. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I was in the gallery. God, where are you? Where are you? I have found. So he's in search. He's in search of them whose hearts are hooked onto him. Whose hearts are hooked onto him so he can show himself strong in their behalf. You are living here. God will find you. I said, my God will find you. My God will find you. My God will find you. That's what I call agents or commanders of breakthrough. They are barrier breakers and they are provokers of breakthroughs by the impartation of the breakthrough gifts that they carry. The anti-fear spirit, the spirit of power, the spirit of love. Every breakthrough answers to those four. No fear. David had no fear. No fear. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had no fear. No fear. No shaking. Daniel has no fear. Every breakthrough had its foundation in a fearless stance. And the apostles carried that anointing. And then the spirit of power. What is power? Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. The Lord said unto my Lord, Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. You rule in the midst of your enemy by the impartation of the spirit of power. That's how we came here. Fearless. All the stupid stories of utter nonsense. I walk in this bush in the night alone. The devil will sit down in the back at the gate. And I walk in the bush. Ayaka Shada Lava Lava. Show up wherever you are. Every devil. Show up here. Abuku Tama. Mama. Brodia. Shubaraba. And I'll do that in 1 a.m. Don't talk about this, don't talk about warcraft. Craft past craft. How can a witchcraft be harassing a god craft? The spirit of power. The spirit of what? Power. The spirit of power. One night I was going home at 1:20 a.m. Driver myself. No police. And then some robbers were on the way. And then they saw my car and they said, take cover. Bishop is coming. 1:20 a.m. Your breakthrough is tied to a fearless platform, an empowered spirit, guarded by the love of God. I'm flowing in the wisdom of heaven. This is your turn. Lord, you know my desire that everyone here sitting down under the sound of my voice will duplicate in practical terms every grace traceable in my life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. I told one of my sons tonight, I said, you know where it is well with me? I wish everybody well.
But I'm just being blessed. I bless everyone the same way I will bless myself. I can't pray like this for myself. I don't think I've ever done it. But by blessing you from a genuine heart,
he blesses you from a genuine heaven.
If you like be walking in life with me, I will keep on walking in truth with you. And I'll keep on triumphing by truth. And I can't be trapped walking in the truth. I want to plead with you. The function of tonight is not to impress you, it's to impart you. You have heard me teach and preach all your life. So God will be serving my life to impress you. No. God spoke to me. Impart upon them the apostolic unction I've placed on you. Have not closed his eyes today. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the same way his heavens open to me, they must be open to you. There are some people here that are looking up to God for the truth of the word. Apostles are sign carriers. They are sign carriers. Their intervention generates signs. The size of an apostle, they call it.
2 Corinthians 12, 4.
They are wrought in your midst in all patience. Therefore, I speak by the word of the Lord, the force that could not keep me barren, that is holding anyone down, is destroyed now.
Challenges with children. Children's behavior is a concern. Right now, wherever those children are, either their health, their behaviors, whatever thing about them, that is a concern. It is set in order now in the name of Jesus.
Any one of them under any satanic oppression is released now in the name of Jesus.
You spent enough money for medication. You won't need it again. You will not need it again.
You shall not need it again. In the name of Jesus, you shall not need it again. In the name of Jesus.
Whatever clears the way for me by reason of his giftings begins to clear way for you from henceforth.
The size of an apostle answers to the challenges of your life tonight. Whatever they may be, whatever gave us breakthrough in the dungeon of witchcraft and utter, I release you into where you have come from as arrows of breakthroughs in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Please rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Begin to take delivery of your own from all that was said. Lift up your voices. Prophesy! In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Would you be seated and remove your shoes?
The apostolic seal on this ground
returns home with you.
Lagagagagagabola shebala. Leri shada baratus.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name.
Glory to the Lord.
Pick the following very powerful information before you set an apostolic seed in your life to go forth and produce after your fruit, after your roots. Whatever answers here, we answer where you are going. Youth Convention 2008. The time or date is 7th to 10th of August. One generation shall praise thee unto another. The youth is the generation that is taken over from us, and they are being prepared to play their role well. The same way we came to take over from them who were before us, they will be coming to take over from us, and others will be coming to take over from them, and it goes on one generation to another. Somebody has said politicians are concerned about the next election, or leaders are concerned about the next generation. It's always a great time. The election should be very heavy towards the benefit of all. Last year, we had close to 50,000 of them. This year shall be more than that. Can I hear your amen? The prophetic theme for the month of July, on the wings of praise. On the wings of praise. This month, God will do fearful things in our midst as we engage in fearful praise. The epistle for the month is going into everybody's mail. Find it before Sunday morning. Next week is our spiritual week of emphasis. Give the Lord a big hand if you believe in that. 9th of July to 11th of July, it shall be fire. The fire from this mountain will erupt in every church. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Shout hallelujah. Shiloh 2008. December 9th to 13th. Shiloh is also going on the wings of the eagles this year. A massive development on our broadcast is underway. And quite a number of stations this year we have interactive dimension of the viewing. They'll be seeing what we are doing here, they'll be seeing what they are doing there. Can I hear your loudest amen? That has been put in place, details of this will be given us. God is going to break loose in our midst like never before. To him alone be all the glory. The date again is December what? December 9th to 13th. December 9th to 13th. December 9 to 13. We reminded on our position on levies at all levels. All leaders of various service groups must be duly instructed by that memo to ensure that nobody violates it. We want everyone in the church to be comfortable. Ministry is never burdensome to people. It helps to lift the burdens of people. Can I hear your amen? Some of the times we do levy of 1,000 per person. There is somebody there who can give 100,000. Then they say it's only 1,000. Why not? If I give more than that, they may think it's pride. And somebody else has now said 100 naira for a month. He begins to look at himself as whether he has offended God. Levy is not of God, and so we are not going to be involved in it. Please, let that be carried through to everybody. Can I hear your loudest amen? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.